departed Israel on Wednesday after a wartime visit to show solidarity and confer with Israeli leaders on the spiraling Gaza conflict.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone.
Biden said Washington would provide Israel with everything it needed to defend itself against the Palestinian militant group Hamas, but also talked about the Palestinians living in Gaza.
The vast majority of Palestinians are not Hamas. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. Hamas uses innocent families in Gaza as human shields, putting their command centers, their weapons, their communications tunnels, in residential areas. Palestinian people are suffering greatly as well. We mourn the loss of innocent Palestinian lives like the entire world.
The trip came a day after a devastating blast at a Gaza hospital. U.S., like Israel, blamed it on an errant rocket fired by militants. The U.S. and Israel say they have evidence. Here's VOA's national security correspondent, Jeff Selden.
Intercepted audio put out overnight by the Israel Defense Force. A conversation by two alleged Hamas operatives putting the blame for the hospital blast on a rocket fired by the group Palestinian Islamic Jihad. In Tel Aviv Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence is drawing a similar conclusion.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
U.S. officials tell VOA the assessment's based on a combination of overhead imagery, intercepts, and other sources. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Russian parliament continues with its plans to revoke ratification of a global nuclear test.